This is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We are still recording on the Illinois State Fairgrounds, and we turn now to the fair itself. With me to talk about that for a few minutes is Rebecca Clark, manager of the operation. Rebecca, welcome to the 21st show.
Thank you for having me.
The State Fair is a tradition in Illinois, right? Change is also inevitable. I think of, you know, when I first came to Springfield 20 years ago, if somebody had come from the future and said, Lil Wayne is going to be at the State Fair, that would not have been a natural for me. Talk about how you bring new things while also not leaving behind all the traditions or alienating people from, you know, who are used to the fair being a certain way.
Sure. So I think that it's really important that you really evaluate every year what works and what doesn't work, because at the end of the day, we are all competing for entertainment dollars with this little device that I can hold in my hand. Like, this is my competition for entertainment every single year.
You're holding up a smartphone for our listeners, yes?
Yeah, sorry about that, yeah. But right now you can play video games on your phone, you can watch movies, you can stream TV shows. So how do you compete with something like that, right? Our entertainment dollars are precious these days, and so making sure that you protect and preserve the things that everyone knows and loves about the Illinois State Fair while trying to weave in new things and things that people want to do. You know, I think that's also important. You know, a couple of years ago we launched a selfie gallery, right, in the expo building, because everyone's holding around these phones, right? Why not put them to use? And you can take a picture of yourself, which is what everybody loves to do. Use a hashtag Illinois State Fair and share your experiences and show the world that we're doing new and fun things here at the Illinois State Fair.
How have these sort of acts been received? Your Lil Wayne's, which hasn't happened yet, but Snoop, people like that.
Yeah, our Grandstand lineup is doing very well. I like to call it the shiny red car in the garage that gets everyone's attention. It's really great to hear people compliment the Grandstand lineup, not only the Grandstand lineup, but the free entertainment acts that we have in the Grand Central stage. Tonight, we have a free concert by the Gin Blossoms. The Marshall Tucker Band will be here in a couple of days, and we'll close out the fair with Drew Baldridge, who has a hit on country radio right now. So it's making sure that the offerings that we're providing are something that people want to see.
I should say for our listeners, unfortunately, when you hear this, the Gin Blossoms will be in the past, but there are other...
Jealousy!
Yeah, so don't be too, hey, jealousy, exactly. So what else is new this year at the fair? People always want to hear what's new.
Yeah, so we have an 800-seat big top circus that has taken over Happy Hollow with three free daily performances every day of the Illinois State Fair. I'm a mom with four small kids, and so I always remember taking them to Disney and thinking, where's the Hall of Presidents? Mom and Dad need a break. Let's go in this air-conditioned building and just have a seat. Let's watch a show. And I kind of thought about that when we were talking about the circus, and while it's fun and entertaining and it's free, I thought, you know, this is a really great opportunity for parents to just have a seat. We also have a Ninja Warrior obstacle course that people can try. I don't know if you've ever watched the show American Ninja Warrior and saw that warped wall and be like, what's the big deal? I can do that, right?
I have watched the show. I have not thought that, but yes, okay. Maybe somebody out there has.
So you have the opportunity to try and put your skills to the test. We also have lots of, like I was saying, free concerts throughout the grounds, lots of entertainment shows, from dog shows to trick shows, things like that. There's lots of things that people can see, do, and explore here at the Illinois State Fair.
You have one of the more unusual jobs in state government, right? People think of state government, they think of state trooper, you know, maybe somebody works in the state parks or something like that, nurses. How do you, look, what does your job entail as director of the state fair? How do you prepare for the fair?
A lot of dreaming, a lot of brainstorming, a lot of collaboration, actually. A lot of people think that I only work in the month of August, which is not true. Planning the Illinois State Fair and working with our partner county fairs is a year-round job. I was telling the folks at the county fair luncheons today that we are community builders. We bring together families, friends, and the community to celebrate agriculture, to promote our state's number one industry. And we face some of the same challenges, but at the same time, we also have the exact same values. Our purpose is we're an economic engine for our state and local economies.
What is your favorite thing to do at the fair? And I'm going to say, like, unusual thing, right? So no giant slide or get a corn dog. We hear that from everyone. But what's something that you like to do every year that maybe you know, is not on everyone's list?
This is corny, but I enjoy giving kids high fives. I work in the Emerson building, and that's where you pick up mega passes. And we have a giant statue, or not a statue, but it's a giant poster of Abe Lincoln. And it says, you know, how tall are you to ride each ride or something like that? You know, Abe Lincoln was 6'4". How tall are you and how many rides can you ride? And so it's always fun to see kids like try and measure themselves up against Abe Lincoln and go and giving them a high five and things like that. So.
All right. How about that? I appreciate that. That's a good answer. Something that's more available to everyone who doesn't give out mega passes.
I will give everybody high fives. I mean, you just come in and get measured next to Abe Lincoln. I'll come and give you one too. But I enjoy the Twilight Parade. I enjoy watching everybody celebrate the start of the Illinois State Fair. It really is one of my favorite things. I know that you're not supposed to stop in the parade. The parade is always supposed to keep moving, but the Jesse White Tumblers always put on a great show, and they do stop the parade.
Rebecca Clark is director of the Illinois State Fair. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.